Now to information desk. Thank you for the stamps sent to us by Mrs. J. Bloomfield. Thank you to Mrs. E. Banham Shea for your generous donation. And thank you to those of you who have sent us your good wishes for Easter.
Motor cruiser sailings with the Nancy Oldfield Trust. The minibus leaves the Bradbury Centre at 12:30 p.m. and returns at approximately 5 p.m. The cost is £16.50 for the motor cruiser, payable to the Nancy Oldfield Trust, and £5 for the minibus. Contact Mark or Helen to book your place. The next sailing is Thursday, the 20th of April.
Your vote matters. Make sure you can have your say. There will be an election in Norwich on Thursday, the 4th of May, 2023. To have your say, you will need to make sure you are registered to vote. You can vote by post or at a polling station on the 4th of May. If you vote at a polling station, you will now need photo ID. If you do not have photo ID from the government's approved list, you can apply for a free voter ID document. Register to vote. To be able to vote in the election on Thursday, the 4th of May, 2023, you will need to be registered. If you are a British, Commonwealth or EU citizen and have not yet registered to vote, please go to www.gov.uk/register-2-vote and follow the instructions. 16 to 17 year olds can register now too to make sure they can vote as soon as they turn 18. You're encouraged to register as soon as possible ahead of the deadline of Monday the 17th of April at 11:59 p.m. Postal votes. You're not required to provide photo ID for postal voting. For more information and if you wish to apply for a postal vote, please visit www.norwich.gov.uk/election and click on the voting by post yellow button to download an application form. Alternatively, you can request one by contacting the elections team. The email is elections@norwich.gov.uk or call 0344 980 3333. The deadline to apply for a postal vote is Tuesday, the 18th of April, 2023, at 5 p.m. Voter ID in polling stations. The UK government has introduced a requirement for voters to show photo ID when voting at a polling station. This will apply on Thursday, the 4th of May, 2023. Which forms of photo ID can I use to vote? You may already have a form of photo ID that is acceptable. This includes the following: a passport issued by the UK, Channel Islands, Isle of Man or British Overseas Territory, an EEA state or Commonwealth country, driving licence, including provisional, issued by the UK, Channel Islands, Isle of Man or EEA state, blue badge, certain concessionary travel cards, an identity card with pass mark, proof of age standard scheme, biometric immigration document, defence identity document, certain national identity cards. If your ID has expired, it will still be accepted as long as the photograph is still a good likeness of you. For more information on which forms of photo ID will be accepted, visit electoralcommission.org.uk/voter-ID or call its helpline on 0800 328 0280. If you do not have an accepted form of photo ID, if you do not have an accepted form of photo ID or are not sure whether your photo ID still looks like you, you can apply for a free voter authority certificate. You can apply for this at voter-authority-certificate.service.gov.uk. Alternatively, you can complete a paper application form and send this to the Electoral Services team. If you need any help with applying for a voter authority certificate or want to request an application form, contact Norwich City Council by emailing us at elections@norwich.gov.uk or calling 0344 980 3333. This is a free photo ID document specific for the purposes of voting. And the deadline to apply for a voter authority certificate is the 25th of April 2023 at 5 p.m.
Norwich Creative Writing Group is very friendly and open to all styles of writing and meets between 2 and 4 p.m. on the third Tuesday of the month at the Bradbury Centre. The next meeting is on Tuesday, the 18th of April.
Join us for a visit to Norwich Castle Museum to see the last voyage of Gloucester, Norfolk's Royal Shipwreck, 1682, on Wednesday, the 17th of May, 2:15 to 3:15 p.m, with refreshments after. On the 6th of May, 1682, a warship carrying the future King of England and Scotland ran aground in heavy seas off the coast of Great Yarmouth. Within an hour, the vessel sank, causing many lives to be lost, and for over 300 years, the wreck and its contents lay buried on the seabed. Donations, please, £3.50 for refreshments, and to book by the 17th of April, please call Mark or Helen.
And Vision Norfolk is also running a Norwich Castle Museum, The Last Voyage of Gloucester, Norfolk's Royal Shipwreck in 1682, on Wednesday, the 26th of April, 2:15 to 3:15 with refreshments after. Donations, please, and £3.50 for refreshments. To book by the 17th of April, please call Mark and Helen.
Come and join us at the Theatre Royal Norwich for a performance of Julius Caesar on Saturday, the 10th of June at 2 p.m. Julius Caesar, a divisive leader who holds awesome power. Concerned that Caesar poses a threat to democracy, revolutionaries take to the violent decision to murder him. As the world spins out of control, chaos, horror, and superstition rush in to fill the void. Civil war erupts, and a new leader must rise, but at what cost? The Royal Shakespeare Company returns to Norwich with a fast-paced political thriller. Tickets are £39.50 and include a sighted companion ticket if required. Payment please by Friday the 14th of April.
The Norwich Audio Book Club. If you are no longer able to enjoy reading, come along and rediscover your love of it through the Audio Book Club. The club meets between 1:30 and 3 p.m. at the Bradbury Activity Centre on the second Monday of each month. To find out more about the group, the books, the venue and how you might like to become involved, please get in touch. The next meeting is on Monday, the 17th of April.
And that's all from Information Desk for this week.